The topic of today's daf, and tomorrow's daf for that matter, is the halachos of the cholol and the chalala. Now, the laws of the cholol and the chalala come up a lot throughout Shas, and I believe that it's kedai to do a little bit of an introduction just to understand the basics. Nothing fancy, but just have a little bit of a clearer havana of what exactly is a cholol and a chalala. So the sugya of the cholol and chalala begins kemuvan in Parshas Emor, which is the parsha that deals with all the laws of the Kohanim. The pasuk says regarding the Kohen Gadol, almana ugrusha v'chalala zayna es elo lo yikach. So a Kohen Gadol, says the Torah, is prohibited from marrying an almana, a grusha, a chalala, or a zayna. Ki im besula meyam av yikach isha. It's incumbent that a Kohen Gadol only marry a psula, says the Torah, the very next pasuk, v'lo yechalal zaroi ba'amav, ki ani Hashem mikadshai. A Kohen Gadol can't marry any one of these aforementioned women. Why? Because lo yechalal zaroi ba'amav. In other words, Zok Rashi, because we're concerned that im nosa achas min apsulois, if the Kohen Gadol will marry one of the psulois, zaroi heimena, any children that he's going to have from this psula, chalol midin ketushas kohuna, is going to end up being a chalol. So almana ugrusha v'chalol azoyin es elu lo yikach. Why? Because lo yechalal zaroi ba'amav. Because if you get married, you'll have children, and those children will be chalol midin ketushas kohuna, and the Torah does not want a Kohen to create a chalol. In other words, it's pretty clear from these psukim that a cholol is a child that's born from a Kohen Gadol that marries a woman that he was not supposed to marry. So if a Kohen Gadol marries an almana, has a child, the child is going to be a cholol. If a Kohen Gadol marries a grusha, cholol, a zoyin, and has a child, the child is going to be a cholol. It's interesting that the Torah mentions the concept of the cholol regarding the Kohen Gadol. A few psukim earlier, the Torah says regarding the Kohen Hedyet, Isha zoyna v'chalala lo yikachu, the Isha grusha me Isha lo yikachu, ki kadesh u lo yikachu. Meaning, just like the Kohen Gadol has certain isurei biyah, there are certain women that he's not allowed to marry, the Kohen Hedyet has certain women that he's not allowed to marry. In fact, the only difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyet is the almana. The grusha, chalala, and zoyna is repeated in the Torah twice. The Torah mentions it, say, regarding the Kohen Hedyet, and then it mentions it regarding the Kohen Gadol. But as it relates to the concept of the cholol, the Torah doesn't mention it when it discusses the Kohen Hedyet. It only mentions it when it discusses the Kohen Gadol. Isha zoyna v'chalala lo yikach, v'isha grusham, isha lo yikach, v'kadosh ulei lekach. The Torah doesn't say, you know why? Because v'lo yichal azar ba'am. It's when the Torah is talking about the Kohen Gadol, Amanu Gush v'chalal azayin, say lo yikach, via the Torah says, v'lo yichal azar ba'amav. And in fact, if you were learning Pshutei Shel Mikra, you could have chalila made the ta'us and thought that maybe the concept of the cholol is only true when the Kohen wasn't just the Kohen, but he was the Kohen Gadol. Maybe a Kohen head yet doesn't have the capacity to produce a cholol. But in Torah Shabbat Peh, we know that's not true. And although the Torah mentioned the Davka by the Kohen Gadol, there's a limud that extends this concept to the Kohen Hedyet as well. So again, what is a cholol? If you have a Kohen, Loishna Kohen Hedyet, Loishna Kohen Gadol, who marries someone that he uniquely is not allowed to marry and then has a child, that child is going to be a cholol. What's a cholola? Cholola is the nekeva. Cholol. So if the child that's born is a zachar, the child will be a cholol. If the child that's born is a nekeva, the child will be a cholol. Very important, and the makar to it is actually today's daf, the only time a kohen that engages in isurei biyah and has a child, the child is a cholol v'cholol, is if the isur biyah is a uniquely kahuna digger isurei biyah. As in the Isurim that I mentioned here in Parshas Emor. If, however, a Kohen would marry someone that he's not allowed to marry, but that Isur is not unique to the fact that he's a Kohen, so this is an Isur that relies or relates to all Yisraelim, although as far as Isur goes, he did the same level of Isur, but that child would not be a Chalav Chalala. So the only time the child is a Chalav Chalala is if the child is born, be'isser, from a Kohen, who's marrying someone that Dafka a Kohen is not allowed to marry. Now, the truth is that what we just mentioned is the Poshet way of how one can become a Chalo v'Chalala. But there's another way. And that other way is not Mefurish in the Torah. That other way is something that we know from Torah Shabbat Peh. And the Makar to that other way is also mentioned in today's daf. And that is, the halacha is that a woman that was Nivala to a Kohen, where this woman was not allowed to be Nivala to a Kohen, because of the fact that the Kohen has certain Isurim, and this Bia was an example of one of those Isurim. The halach is that that woman becomes a Chalala. So that you have a regular Bas Yisrael, it doesn't matter if she's a Kehenes, she's a Leviya, she's a Yisraelis. In the event that she engages in a Bias Isser with a Kohen, again, it's a Bias Isser that's uniquely Kahuna Dig, then the halach is that she herself becomes a Chalala. So even though she's not the offspring of some illicit relationship, but the fact that she herself engaged in such an Isser, she would become a Chalala. Now this other way of becoming a Chalala is only true for the Chalala. This is not true for the Chalala. So that there wouldn't be a situation where a Kohen who engages such an Isser, he should now become a Chalala. It's only true for Yisraelis, even if she's not a Kohenes. Any Yisraelis that engages in such a Bia, the halach is that she herself would become a Chalala. So there's one way that somebody can be a Chalala. There are really two ways that one can become a Chalala. So when it says in the Torah, Almana Ugrusha V'Chalala, Zoynes Eila Lo Yikach. Tzayikoyin Hedi, Tzayikoyin Godol, not allowed to marry a Chalala. What's the Taich of a Chalala? So the Taich of a Chalala is one of two things. Either this woman is the offspring of a Kohen who married someone that he was not allowed to marry, Nekeva, she's a Chalala, or she herself engaged in a Bias Isser with a Kohen, where the Isser was in Isurei Kohuna Diga Isser, so the halach is she becomes a Chalala, and either one of these situations is a lot in the Torah where it says that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Chalala. Now, what are the laws of a Chalala and a Chalala? What's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of a Chalala and a Chalala? So the short answer is very, very straightforward. It's a Gemara, Mesechtis, Yevamis, Daf Ayin, Dalet, Amid Beis. It's one line. Quote, Chalala lav zarei de aharani. A Chalala is not considered a member of Aharon HaKohen. Push, that's the definition of a Chalala. Now the Gemara says regarding a Chalala, but obviously it's true for a Chalala as well. So what is the halachic status of a Chalala and a Chalala? They are not considered Zara Shel Kayan. So for example, they could be metame to a mace. Kayan is not allowed to marry an Isha Zoyna Grush of a Chalala. A Chalala can. It doesn't have that Isser. He can't eat Truma. He can't do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. He can't duchen. So any halacha that relates to a Kohen would not relate to a Chalal or a Chalala. The only halacha that you do find where a Chalal is treated somewhat like a Kohen was actually a sugya earlier in Masechtas Kedushin in Perek HaOmer Daf Samech Vav Amud Beis, where the halacha is that if a Kohen was doing the avoidah and then he found out afterwards that he was a Chalal, the halacha is, the Gemara brought a bunch of Makairis, the Ikka Makairis, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, we learn from there that Bidi Ebed, the Avoidah is going to be a Kashra Avoidah, which is a plea. But that is a Xeris HaKosav, and this is the way it is. But with regards to every single Sivkot and Shulchan Aruch, a Chalal is literally a Zar. Not only is he a Zar, Lav Zari Da Aharon, he has absolutely no Yichas with the family of Aharon HaKohen. So it's possible for a Kohen not to be a Kohen anymore. How so if he was a Chalal? A woman? Chalala. Bottom line is, that is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of how somebody could be a Chal v'Chalal. Now the truth is that Muschel Rishon, I think if you ask the man on the street, so what is the concept of Chalala? Short answer, after a little bit of an introduction. He would say, a Chal v'Chalala is someone that really should be a Kayin, but at the same time, because of something, either the first reason we mentioned or the second reason we mentioned, this person lost his or her status as a Kayin. And as a result, what happens if you're a Yid, but you're not a Kohen anymore? So you become a Levi? That's quite an interesting schmooze, because maybe Avifel is not a Kohen, he should become a Levi. We spoke about that once. But Kipchuta, he becomes a Zar, he becomes a Yisrael, but at the very least, he's no longer a Kohen. In other words, Chalolos is just losing your special status, your Toyar, of being a Kohen. But It's Yodua that Reb Chaim, and this is in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, Al Rambam, it's Sefer was Mechiach, that really there's two dinim in Chalolos. Number one, a Cholol is someone that although really should have status as a Kohen, but loses that status of a Kohen, but additionally there's a Psul Chalolos as well. There's a psul be'etzim called chalolos. So just like there's a psul mamzer, and just like you have all these different psulim, so there's a psul called chalolos. And Reb Chaim was mechiachit from the halacha of the chalolo. Because we mentioned that there's two ways that a girl could be a chalolo. Either she comes from Aharon HaKohen to Geichas, however was born through an illicit relationship, or you could have a Kohenes, or a Leviya, or a Yisraelis, and she was Nivala to a Kohen by Ephraim Sol, so she now becomes a Chalol. So Reb Chaim said, if the whole Yisoid of Chalolos is that you lose your Din Kohen, so how could a Leviya, how could a Yisraelis be a Chalol? It makes no sense. Vos pas da cheftza fin Chalolo on somebody that wasn't even Shaykh to being a Kohen. It's Muchach from here, said Reb Chaim, that there's two dinim in Chalolos. Number one, Lav Zaroi de'aharin hi, Loshen HaGemar in Perek Ha'orol, Yevamos Tafayin Dalam at Beis, but in addition to that, there's also a positive psul called Chalolos. It could be that only applies to the Chalolah, not to the Cholol. We'll see. Ulai. We'll get to this in the next day or two, but the bottom line is, for now, that is the short introduction to the concept of the Cholol and the Chalol.